Welcome to the Better Behavior Show with Dr. Nicole Berkins, best-selling author, psychologist, nutritionist, and mom, where we'll be discussing ways to improve your child's attention, anxiety, mood, and behavior with simple strategies you can use right now. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and not intended to diagnose or treat any disorder. Please do not apply any of this information without first speaking with your doctor. Now, let's head to the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Nicole, and today I have the pleasure of having Dr. Dan Fortenbacher as my guest. Dr. Fortenbacher is an optometrist specializing in developmental vision, which goes way beyond what we normally think of with vision and glasses and those types of things for kids. I've learned a lot from Dr. Fortenbacher over the years about the eye-brain connection, how much that impacts child development and functioning. We refer patients to his practice often from my clinic. We happen to be in the same state and not too far from each other, which is great. So I'm really excited to have him here to share his knowledge and experience around the role of vision, not only in improving things like reading and learning, but also things like attention and behavior. I think this is an often overlooked issue for kids and one that makes a really big difference when those issues get properly diagnosed and treated. So I wanted to circle back too, because you mentioned more specific issues like strabismus, amblyopia, conditions that very often parents are told there's not really anything we can do about this, or we'll just do some patching, or we'll do some surgery to correct your child's crossed eyes. And I see kids who have had those kinds of traditional procedures or treatments done, and they're still really struggling with using their vision, with being able to interpret what their eyes are seeing. And I know I've learned a lot from you about that over the years. Can you just touch on that briefly for parents who are dealing with that with their kids?
Right. So the strabismus, that's the term, the medical term for eye teaming failure. And that's where the eye crosses in or turns out or up or down or other varieties of that. But basically what we're describing there is a dysfunction in binocular vision that's more severe than the ones I was describing earlier. They do take a more advanced approach in treatment. Patching in itself doesn't treat the strabismus. Patching is designed to stimulate the sight that was lost due to the crossed eye. That's called amblyopia or lazy eye. And what we now have are techniques, evidence-based methods that allow us to treat amblyopia without having to use patching as our go-to approach. It's in a binocular approach to treatment. So patching is no longer needed as the go-to method. And that's so hard on parents and for the patient to do patching anyway. But it is one of the advancements I would say now. And there's more information on that on our website, and also the Amblyopia Project by the Vision Help Group is another resource I'll touch on. But the strabismus area is one that we, you know, usually you might think of as eye surgery, but in reality, eye surgery is a cosmetic procedure. It doesn't teach the brain how to use the two eyes. There's a place for it. And we do from time to time refer when it's a severe form of crossed eye. But in general, it is not teaching the brain how to use the two eyes. And that's what vision therapy is for. So for patients that we treat that do ultimately need surgery, we do the vision therapy to get both eyes aware and turned on, then surgery to get them in the ballpark or where they need to be, and then post-surgical vision therapy for those that are, again, the more severe forms. But the majority of the patients we see that have the crossed eye don't need surgery. And we can get the excellent results developing binocular vision. And also the ultimate is depth perception. Back to your point about not knowing what you're missing. When you have 3D vision, you can see pockets of space. And I had a patient, an adult patient last night as a progress evaluation, and he was just saying how he's just so, you know, amazed at what he's able to see now. He said, I'm playing around with my vision. He's playing around with seeing pockets of space. And for those of us that know how to do that, it's just like, so what? But if you've not had that before, it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, it's amazing the things that can be done, and just to open people's minds to the idea that these things can be treated, that you don't just have to settle for, well, maybe just put a Band-Aid on this, or, you know, kind of do a little bit of this or that and you know, get it to be okay, that really you can, using these kinds of techniques and therapy processes, kids and even adults can develop and really can have the joy of having vision that really works for them and experience the visual world in the way that the rest of us do. And I think that's so cool. And I hope that you found this helpful. Apply this information to your kids. Keep doing the best that you can for them each day. And we will see you on the next episode of the show.